السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی صاحب, hope you are in the best of health. Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. And inshallah, being the blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, Mufti Sahab, the Ummah is waiting for your beautiful advice this morning.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Ramadan Mubarak, 1445. On this Mubarak, honorable, blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, and verse number 66. In yesterday's lesson, the pious people are supplicating, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Rabbana Surif Anna Adhab Jahannam, O Almighty Allah, divert from us the punishment of the year of Jahannam and the hellfire. Inna Adhabaha Kana Harama, verily the punishment of Jahannam, the hellfire, is something long, long lasting. Now, in today's lesson, Almighty Allah mentions regarding this very fire, hellfire, innaha, inna jahannam. Speaking about jahannam, the hellfire, sa'at, in the Arabic language, if you have ni'mah, it means you are praising. If you have sa'a, then it means that you are making zam, that you are saying that this is very, very bad. So, innaha sa'at. So, verily, this hellfire is very, very bad, horrible, terrible. Mustaqarra, as an abode, wa muqama, and as a place of residence, as a place of staying. So who are the people who will enter this Jahannam and this hellfire? In the light of the noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned three different categories. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, verses 64-65. That are the people who are the kafirin. They reject the article or articles of faith. So they reject, for example, the prophets, one of them or all of them. They reject the divine books or scriptures. They reject the day of justice. So these are examples, obviously. So for them, Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 33, verses 64-65, Inna Allaha la'ana al-kafirin. Verily, Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims who are rejecting the articles of faith of Islam. Wa'adda lahum sa'ira. And already, Almighty Allah has prepared for them the inferno, the blazing fire. Khalidin Nafiha Abada, they will dwell and stay there in that hellfire for everlasting doom and everlasting gloom. Allah protect us all. Allahumma jirna minan nar. La yajiduna waliyyan wala nasira. There will be no protector, no helper for them. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. That is for those people who are sane and mature and rejecting the article of faith. Second group and category are those people who ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ay yushraka bihi. Verily, that Almighty Allah will never forgive those people who have ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah. They said that Jesus is the Son of God, Allah forbid. They said Ezra, the Jews, one group of them. They said that Ezra, Uzair alayhi salam, is the Son of God. Or they say that, remember Lingam, that is an idol in the shape and form of the male organ, or Yoni in the shape of the female organ, or for example, that Ganeshi in the form of an elephant, or in the name of Hanuman, and that is in the shape of a monkey, or for example, Ganpati in the shape of a form of a rat and mice and what have you. So these type of people, if they say they mature and die in that state and condition, Almighty Allah's verdict, and that verdict is everlasting and no mistakes. Allah Jalla wa Alaihi Subhanallah, He transcends every weakness, every defect, every mistake and every shortcoming. So there's no mistake, 100% this will happen, that they will never ever be forgiven, the polytheist idol worshippers. And then that is chapter 4 verse 48. The third category are those people who got Muslim names. People think that they are Muslim. Chapter 4 Surah Nisa and verse 145. But they only pay lip service to Islam. In the inner recesses of the heart, they are devoid of Iman, the real faith, the real conviction. And you can see today the Arab rulers, majority of them, the Muslim leaders, majority of them. So many people in a Muslim ummah, we fool ourselves by saying 2 billion and all that. If we even 1 billion, we'll be lucky as true Muslims and mu'mins and so forth. So these are called the munafiqeen, that are the hypocrites, not only hypocrites in action, but hypocrites in belief structure. Therefore, we need the day of justice, the day of judgment, Malik Yawmiddin. Deen means justice. So Almighty Allah is the sole judge on the day of justice. And those people who only pay lip service to Islam, you ask the Shias, they'll tell you they're Muslim. You ask the Qadianis, they'll tell you they're Muslim. You ask the Aga Khanis, they will tell you they're Muslim. So everybody will claim that. But they the one who have no Iman, faith, conviction, and millions of others. So Almighty Allah speaks of them. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 145. Innal munafiqeena fi dharkil asfali minan nar. Verily, the people who are hypocrites in belief structure, they will be in the lowest prison and dungeon in the fire of hell. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-nifaq wa min al-kufri wa shirki. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from hypocrisy, from kufr and blasphemy, wa shirki and polytheism and idol worship. So these three categories will end up in this Jahannam and hellfire. Innaha sa'at mustaqarra wa muqama. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us. This is the month of Ramadan, the greatest gift for the greatest of Almighty Allah's creation on the best day of the week and the best month of the year is Durood Sharif Salawat. Read abundantly Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and beg Almighty Allah abundantly. Allahumma inna nas'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la, or jannat al-firdaus also is fine. And Ya Allah, Allahumma jirna min al-nar, inshaAllah, because of the barakah and wasila of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Today it is 11th of Ramadan and it is 14:45. You the people who are in the Gauteng region, you have 3-4 minutes left there to complete your suhoor, take your tablets, fix everything up now quickly before you terminate your eating, drinking and so forth. And let me go now to day number 168 of the Gaza genocide. See, we spoke about the kuffar, about the hypocrites. So that will be our first story. Very interesting things happening, unfolding. And Almighty Allah teaches us that لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Almighty Allah, let circumstances come so you will know exactly who are the pure people and who are the khabith and who are the impure people. So number one on the list is MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, the harami, the murtad, the ghaddar, the traitor, that he is sending giving oil to Israel via Egypt, and the Guardian newspaper carried it. I sent the article to thousands of people yesterday on X, the Twitter, on Telegram, and on all the groups. You should read all these things here, so you will know these are the people. Garku ag lag gayi garki chirakse. Can you believe they're murdering our people and massacring, slaughtering them, and this harami, this murtad MBS, and these Salafi scholars taking wages from him, and they worship him because he gives them money, therefore they can't speak one word against him. So an absolute disgrace, the scholars for dollars. 80% of the Jutlas, haramis who have left Israel and gone to other countries, say they had a survey, we are, they will not return to Israel, nor now nor in the future. Very good. They want to expel and kick out the Palestinians. Wamakaru, wamakarullah. They plot and they plan, and Allah has his master plan. So more and more Jutlas and haramis and Jews and Zionists are leaving. So we're going to bring back our 6 million Palestinians who are in the diaspora, whether America, Israel, the super terrorists and haramis like it or not, they will return, inshallah. Listen to this here. This is now in the Haaretz newspaper, right from the horse's mouth. Israel's Hasbara, that is their propaganda, is failing, and they even wrote that's good news. Can you believe the world has seen through them? The global narrative has changed, and 80%, 85% of Muslim, non-Muslim humanity are supporting Palestine, and they anti-American, anti-Israel, as they like to pronounce it, the haramis. Saudi and Israeli ties are growing, increasing. That is what Blinken said when he visited MBS. Both haramis, both shaitans. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, Quran says. In Iran, remember, they celebrated yesterday Nowruz. Just Iranians, one side they are kuffar Shias. Other side they say that they are Muslims. But deep down they are still what? Majus. They are Zoroastrians, fire worshippers. They still want to celebrate their Persian culture. And Nowruz means the new year. If you're a Muslim, how are you celebrating all this? They got nothing to do with Islam. These are all Zoroastrian culture, fire worshipping cultures and so forth. Therefore, you can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. Shias are pakka kuffar and against Islam, remember, and true Muslims. Blinken in Cairo addressing the Arab leaders and so forth. Listen to what this harami and terrorist says. Biden and he, Blinken and George W. Bush, triple B, all haramis, each one of them a war criminal. He said, no, we will go for immediate ceasefire, but we must have the release of the hostages. So when the world was telling you we want immediate ceasefire, you and your regime, you all said that no, we will use the veto. 3 times in the United Nations you use veto, and today you want to come as a good person. Let me give you 3-4 things of America. Number one, they are the super terrorists of the world today, remember that. And Israel is the illegitimate child of Britain and America, therefore they keep on defending them. Second one, can you imagine the person nowadays who is the biggest war criminal, the greatest super terrorist, Bibi Netanyahu, Benjamin Ney? How many babies have you killed today, you harami, you mass murderer? They want to invite him there to America to address the Congress. So they want to invite Netanyahu to address the Congress. And the senator says there that they're not going to support and give money to UNRWA. You know those people, United Nations, who are working the relief agency till next year, March 2025. So they want the Palestinians to suffer more and more. And that is, you must remember, America's democracy, human rights, and so forth. Therefore, if I'm a Palestinian, I be honest about these things here. And I grow up and I have a gun in my hand and I see a Palestinian and he sees a Jew or an American and puts a bullet through him, I'll never blame him. I'll never blame him. Because that is what you have asked for and that is what you will get. What our Taliban and Mujahideen did to you, so that is what the Palestinians will do to you now and in the future. That you're coming and murdering, killing our babies, our infants, our children indiscriminately and so forth. So remember, you have to pay a price, and a price you will pay indeed. Apple, remember that they are they're holding a monopoly on the smartphones and what have you. So the Justice Department there in America is going to sue them for millions and billions of dollars. So that is going to land up in court. Yeah, in South Africa, it is an economic bombshell. There's a guy here, he's an Afrikaner. If you look at the name, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, and surname Juster. So Marcus Juster, he was, you know, the CEO of this company, that company, and what have you. So stifled off and what have you. Allah alone knows all this. So he lost billions and billions, and then they charged him and fined him again millions. So yesterday he committed suicide, and this has caused big, big problems in the economy. People now wondering what's going to happen to their millions and billions. Israel, the haramis, Almighty Allah said in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, Allah will continue punishing you right till the day of justice. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Ilat. Ilat is their port there. They're losing income in the millions of shekels, and hundreds of them will have to be now fired because the Houthis are running the Red Sea. And very good Houthis, we salute you. We salute you, Hezbollah, although we call you Hezbo Shaitan and Kufar, and likewise with the Houthis. But anybody attacks American interests, Israeli interests, Muslim, non-Muslim, atheists, we will support them. It can be Putin also. Putin is putting them properly. He sent so many missiles yesterday into Kiev, they don't know whether they're coming or going. The opposition leader in India, one of the senior opposition leader, Arvind Kejriwal, I think that's how you pronounce it, he has been arrested in India. So BJP are becoming so desperate, that is Modi's party. You know Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. So what they did in India, so India Congress Party says the government BJP has freed their accounts and frozen their accounts and freeze their accounts. So they can't do any campaigning properly and so forth. So Indian politics, just like Pakistan, filled with dandy and rigging and crooking and so forth. Botswana woke up, and Botswana is condemning, criticizing Sunak and his government there, the UK. And they say that this hunting of elephants and importing it is not acceptable. So they say we have so many elephants here, and you are going to cause our economy great harm and so forth. So Botswana government very, very, remember, upset with UK and regarding elephants, Hati Meresati. So that is the elephant story there. So the migrants from Mexico to America entering, and the politicians are in a real spin. So one party says allow them, other party says no. So there's big problems there. Umrah prices escalating and soaring due to the Ramadan rush. Millions of people are still paying and going. 61 Jordanians left Gaza via the Rafah border. So these were people who are Jordanians there. This Ramadan, no Palestinian will ever forget in his lifetime because of the bombing and because of what happened and so forth. Allah will grant them victory. That is our dua, and every Muslim should make this dua on this Mubarak day, blessed honorable day of Friday, and this Mubarak month, inshallah. Tonight, Afghanistan, 3 people killed in Kandahar. They say it was a suicide bombing. All this is the work of either America, either Iran, or either Pakistan, and so forth. All enemies of the Taliban, and all enemies of Islam and Muslims. Then they're in the Rohingya Muslims, and they are the most oppressed Muslims and people on earth. They in Indonesia, 69 Rohingya people were picked up at sea, and obviously they exhausted. Allah Ta'ala saved them, rescued them. Remember, we also demand, and the Palestinians demand, and every person of justice will demand that FIFA must expel Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. But you know, the white hegemony, for them they have different rules, and for other countries they have different rules. And thereafter, remember that here in Mississippi, that's America, one white policeman has been sentenced to 40 years for torturing two blacks and so forth. So, but after so many years, now they found him guilty. So till today, there's so much apartheid there in America as well and so forth. Yesterday, I received a call, Maulana Salim Kareem, very interesting, from Australia. Listen to this, Maulana Salim Kareem, and you esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Marcus Sahaba. So this person contacted me, South African time, 4:30, it was 10:30 day in Australia. He knows me a little bit, so he says, you know what happened in Taraweeh, because they're 6 hours ahead of us. He said that the imam performed one rakat Taraweeh salat, and then witr, and then everybody went home. Then when we started counting how we read and that, we realized the imam read one rakat. So I told that imam who contacted me, I can understand the imam made mistake. How many people were behind him? He said, big crowd, 100 plus minus, whatever it is. So I said, the 100 people, what they were thinking of their wives or their second wives, or they were thinking of their shop and money, pala pala under the mattress or what? So imagine 100 people, 70 people, whatever, nobody corrects the imam, and then they go away and they realize they read, instead of two units, two rakats, they read one rakat. So I told him that you send a message around and everybody must read two rakats, and that portion there that you read, that must be repeated tonight. So that is today the Ummah's halat. Remember that, very, very bad. And today's history lesson, Ramadan diary, 11th Ramadan, and the year 1578, and that is according to Gregorian calendar. And the Ottoman Empire, who ran the Ummah's affairs and the international believers, not in countries but in continents, and they defeated the Safavids. Safavids are Pakka Shias Kufar. Approximately 15,000 Shias were dispatched to Jahannam by the Ottomans, and this was on the 11th of Ramadan, and they in the Caucasus. So wonderful victory for the Muslims. Our program today will be, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Aku with Mauna Zahid, and thereafter, inshallah, will be 11:30, we join up with Makkah, South African time. Today is Sheikh Usama Khayat. My Jumu'ah will be there, inshallah, in the Jami Masjid, Lanesia. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for us and the Ummah at large. Mauna, we have now 5-6 minutes, inshallah, for Q&A. So inshallah, when I come back 20 to 6, inshallah, we will continue. G.
Mufti Saab, my nephew came to stay with me for work. It's Ramadan, but I see no interest in eating Sehri Salah. It's the first time he came. What should I do as his aunt? Am I being judgmental? I'm really worried about him.
If you are the Masi, you are the Khala, you are his maternal auntie, for example, so you take the place of a mother. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us and informed us, Al Khala to be manzilatil the Khala, the Masi, the maternal auntie takes the place of the mother. You should be giving him advice, and he not reading Salat, he's not fasting also, maybe because he doesn't wake up for Suhoor. So you must give him ultimate. I'm giving you 1-2 days chance. If you carry on like this, you pack up and you go from here. I can't allow people to stay in my house under my roof and la salata wala siyama wala qiyama wala wala wala. You don't do anything and you just come here khana pina sona pahana, and you just come here eat, drink and sleep and go, and you must relieve yourself. No, it can't happen. You pack up and go. So first give him motherly advice and tell him this is ultimatum you are giving him, and if he doesn't want to listen, he must pack up, there's the door, he must go. That is what Islam will tell you.
Mufti Saab, is it better to make a khatam for a single marhum or for multi marhum, or must we make it individually?
Remember, in Islam, in dua, in khatam, all that, we must be very, very generous. When people are now in Makkah Mukarrama, you're going to perform a tawaf and a walking tawaf, not in that golf carts and all that nonsense. Unless you are very, very old or sickly, that's a different issue. Then transfer the tawaf to everybody from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time right to the last baby to be born. That is our Islam. We transfer the reward to those who passed away with Iman and Islam, those who are alive and those who are yet to come. So whether it's Quran Tilawat, whether it's voluntary charity, whether it's our Tahajjud Salat, whether Ishraq Salat, whatever it is, so you transfer the thawab to the entire humanity from time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam right up to the last baby to be born before Qiyamah. So that is how generous we should be.
Mufti Saab, I sat every year for Etikaf. However, this year I have cancer and I'm not allowed to fast. Is fasting a prerequisite to sit for Etikaf?
100% fasting is a prerequisite for Etikaf. There's some Madrasa Students Day in Durban. They sent me a question and said that no, their kitab says, I told them no, that remember what is in your kitab is written there incorrectly, and the fatwa is this, and if you want all references of this, go open Fatawa Da'alum Zakariya, you of our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, Hafidhullah wa Shafa, so you will find it there. So yes, to sit for Sunnat Etikaf, the last 10 days of Ramadan, fasting is a shart, a prerequisite. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant you shifa. Don't sit for itikaf and look after your health, and you are suffering from cancer and what have you. So read Surah Fatiha, read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min zalimin, read Ya Salamu, and give out charity. We also make dua for you. And remember, read this dua Baji. Baji means old man. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. O Almighty Allah, protect me from dreaded diseases. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood and in Sunan Nasai. And if you feel the condition, situation is getting worse and deteriorating, then read the following dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran li, so fa ahyini. Ya Allah, if life is better for me, then give me life. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran li fa tawaffani. Ya Allah, if death is better, give me death on Iman, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. One more question, Mulana.
Mufti Saab, I'm a hard laborer at the railway line. When I get home, I can barely make my Isha Salah. I cannot concentrate on my namaz. Will I be sinful for not reading my Tarawih Salah as I'm very tired and can't keep my eyes open?
Remember, that's a feeble excuse. Because why? Everybody, Quran Sharif states, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 286, the last verse of chapter 2, Surah Baqarah. And Surah Baqarah is Atwalu Suratin fil Quran, the longest surah in the noble Quran, the longest chapter. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. You, my brother, let me ask you a question. Be honest about it. There's a hot soccer match taking place, and now cup final and so. And you love soccer. Will you watch it for 1, 2 hours, 3 hours, penalties and extra time? You will watch it. You love this film, and you love this film, and you love this Hollywood, Bollywood. Will you watch it for 1, 2, 3 hours? So for that, you won't say you're tired and retired and so forth. But when it comes to ibadat, and every day you are going to miss Tarawih, every day you're going to do that, 100% is a major sin, brother. Fasting is a duty, and tilawat of Quran is the beauty. So my brother, either you speak to your bosses there and tell them they must reschedule your hours, and then you will compensate them, or they can cut your wages for this month, or you will pay it in other months, in other time. But to say every day you're going to miss Tarawih, that can never be justified in Islam. Allah Jalla wa'ala make easy. Inshallah, now you can listen to more Salim Kareem and then Mufti Aku. 20 to 6, I'll be back. Inshallah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.